let me clear up any misrepresentation when it comes to my views. I am anti-Zionist and anti-Christian Zionist especially. I have done many debates on the topic, and I've won them all. I'm also very anti-Islam and consider the ideology just as poisonous as the ideology of Zionism, especially Christian Zionism. I am not a war supporter in Iran. I never have been. Whoops. I say this at the beginning of the debate, so when bad faith trolls who are on foreign accounts try to influence American politics in the comments, I call them anti-Zionist and Let me clear up any misrepresentation when it comes to my views. I am anti-Zionist and anti-Christian Zionist especially.
Okay.
I have done many debates on the topic, and I've won them all. I'm also very anti-Islam and consider the ideology just as poisonous as the ideology of Zionism, especially Christian Zionism. I am not a war supporter in Iran, and I never have been. I say this at the beginning of the debate, so when bad faith trolls who are on foreign accounts try to influence American politics in the comments, claiming that I'm in some way a Zionist, pro-Israel, pro-Islam shill, you can shatter the lies by simply showing them the beginning of this debate, which they won't even watch.
Wow.
And I can laugh at their stupidity together.
Linnea.
That said, I also don't believe Jews or Arabs are ontologically evil just because they are Jewish or Arabic. I represent a worldview, and I believe there are stupid and evil ideologies in this world, and those are the things I debate against and resist on a political level. Today we debate if Trump has been successful as a president. Usually I would clear this up semantically and quickly with Owen, but we seem to have the same general notion about what success means.
Oh, he's actually going to do a real debate. Also, what are these ads? Premium meds at discounted prices. Hydroxychloroquine. Ivermectin. Thank God. Azithromycin. They hit all the big, we got testosterone. They all the big meme drugs right off the bat. Hell yeah.
And doesn't mean, so we will just get right to the heart of the debate. I'd like to begin by pointing out that Trump stopping two different left-wing women from becoming president and being the first president who is a woman should immediately default him to the position of a successful president.
LeMayo.
As just that alone saved the nation from years of torment and suffering from the most insufferable vocal-fried women the world has ever seen. That alone, I feel like, and suffering from the most insufferable vocal-fried women the world has ever seen.
Do Kamala and Hillary have a vocal fry? I feel like Andrew Wilson speaks with a really heavy vocal fry, but when you're a guy, you kind of get away with it more. But okay.
That alone, I feel like, wins me the debate, but there's so much more. Starting on the pro-Christian side, Office of Faith, though I don't like who's in it, I like there's an office for it. Affirm via executive order there are two genders and revoke the idea of gender being different from sex. He signed an executive order stopping transsurgical chemical alterations of children. He made Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas federal holidays affirming Christian beliefs as the ones we celebrate. He signed an executive order to eradicate anti-Christian bias in the government. He expanded school choice via executive order so we could remove our children from indoctrination center of atheists. He signed an executive order expanding Christian participation in adoption. He reinstated the Mexico City policy blocking U.S. tax dollars from promoting abortions in other nations. He enforced the Hyde Amendment to stop federal funding of abortions. He strengthened the conscientious protection for doctors and nurses who are against abortion. He supported religious charter schools. He directed the State Department to prioritize against Christian persecution abroad, just to name some of his policy directives. And that's just the Christian side. Domestically, his most major victory is something incredible. Net migration negative, more immigrants leaving than coming. Both legal and illegal, which was his primary function in office from the standpoint of voters, and this is one of the few Western nations where that is the case currently with limited exceptions. The Cato Institute, very pro-immigration, had to admit themselves that Trump has limited legal immigration even more than illegal immigration, negating the base fear from his own base that he would stop illegal immigration, ramp up legal immigration. He hasn't, over 130,000 less per month just on the legal side. Real wage growth is up 1.3% under Trump. It was negative under Biden. The federal workforce down 10%, which is excellent. Crime is down across the nation. Even Owen agreed.
You call yourself atheist or agnostic? It depends on who I'm talking to. I'll generally just say atheist. Huh?
He's with that. The Overton window has shifted right on most national conversations, including LGBTQ, transgender ideology.
Thank God.
This isn't even getting into the historic court cases like Roe v. Wade and Chevron, which undid huge injustices in the United States. These are just some of Trump's accomplishments among many. I just can't list them all due to time. The idea of Owen Schroyer and many other anti-Trump right-wingers is accelerationism. The glaring logical hole, of course, in that is all that happens is Democrats get power, make life worse for everybody, and then they just run back to Republicans to fix everything the Democrats did in the entire...
What are these? But yeah, that definitely is real. Okay.
Your time is spent by Republicans cleaning up the mess that Democrats and leftists left for us. It doesn't work and can't work in a two-party system. Ensuring Democrat control by denouncing Trump and Republicans just assures a packed Supreme Court, outrageous censorship, mass migration, expansion of gay agenda, feminism, and the movement of an anti-Christian and anti-Christ-driven world.
Whoa.
You guys seem to forget we had Biden. It was awful. And rather than continue his policies, people elected Trump en masse because life under Democrats is fucking awful. Now, you aren't going to get everything you...
Okay, hold on. Somebody kept emailing me or spamming in chat because I would always say en masse. And then they were like, it's en masse. Is it en masse or en masse? Oh. Mutin doesn't know. Fucking loser.
Want out of any administration. Trump is way too pro-feminist, pro-gay, and pro-Zionist for my personal liking, but we all knew that going in. He was still vastly superior to the alternative to Democrats and their cohorts, especially Harris, who wanted to roll back tax breaks and tax as an offset instead of tariffs, which is Democrat policy as usual. We knew Trump was pro-Israel. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem and tore up the Iran deal first time around. We knew this was part of what we were getting when we elected him, including Owen Schroyer, who, by the way, was put in solitary confinement by Democrats and held, in my opinion, as a political prisoner. That's what's in store.
Technically, that was by Republicans, no? Because Jan 6 happened under Trump, but I mean, I guess maybe because he was there, it was during the Biden admin, he was in jail, but whatever.
For us under Democrats, I will cede no ground to Democrats under any circumstances, as there's no alternative. There's nothing. You cannot give Democrats power, period. And with that, I'll cede the rest of my time, but just note that progressive ideology is always waiting to strike, and going against Trump is not going to help against that fight.
Wow. Thank you very much for that opening. We'll kick it over to Owen for his opening as well.
Well, the premise of this debate is, has President Trump been successful or not? The premise is not, are the Democrats a bad political party? I think that we all agree with that. So that is not the premise of the debate. And I feel that the very fact that we are having this debate shows that there is at least room for consideration that the Trump administration has not been successful. And while you do list off things that Trump has been successful on, and I will give credit to this administration on securing the border and lowering crime rates, quickly on those issues, though, these are not things that we should have to beg for. These are not things that we should have to consider a success. These should be things that are considered a standard. So really, that's more of a story of how corrupt our country has become, which gets to what this administration was supposed to be all about. It was supposed to be addressing the corruption head on in that collision and destroying it in the process. And I think it's fair to say that at least to this point, it's not happening. But here's some of the other issues that I think are going to be more important when it comes to, is Trump going to be successful? The economy. The vast majority of Americans still believe the economy is heading in the wrong direction. We have more Americans that are living paycheck to paycheck.
These guys both look like it'd be like in an 80s movie, right? Like Owen looks like he'd be the good guy in like an 80s movie with the mullet, and Andrew kind of looks like he'd be the bad guy. An 80s action movie.
Day than any other time in recent history. And as everybody is well aware, our national debt continues to go to record highs. But it's not just the country that's in debt. The average citizen is in debt. It's so bad now that people are having to take out payment plans for pizza delivery. Now, you might not want to blame all of that on President Trump, and perhaps that's fair. But yet this is the economy ongoing under President Trump. And it doesn't help when anytime there's another war on the other side of the planet, we have billions of dollars to spend on that while the...
Bro, he has that huge widow's peak. He's evil. Owen? How old is Owen? Would we say that's a huge widow's peak? It depends on his age, I guess.
Average American continues to struggle. So the economy, I don't think you can claim has been a success. Tied into that is Doge, the Doge cuts. Elon Musk believed we could get $1 trillion.
He's 36. I mean, it's definitely some hair loss, but I feel like that's not that much for being 36.
$1 trillion in Doge cuts annually. We got a couple 10 million, and they stopped that. There's not going to be any Doge stimulus checks, whether you want.
That's not a widow's peak. That's balding. Don't you bald like in the shape of a widow's peak or whatever? Or is that not? Is widow's peak never balding? Oh, never mind. Just kidding.
Wanted that or not. So Doge getting cut out cold, I think, was a major failure. Barack Obama has deported more Americans than Donald Trump. Now, we might get into the details of that today. I will spare those details for the opening. I'm sure that this will come back up. But yet that fact remains. What about the deep state? President Trump himself has posted about treasonous politicians more times than we can count. So if there's politicians that are treasonous and
why
you are the president,
arrested?
Then I have to ask, where are the arrests?
True.
That's kind of the biggest crime you can commit in this country, and yet nobody has been arrested. Don't even get me started on the Epstein clients, which are apparently a hoax one day, and then the next day Melania Trump is addressing the nation on how the victims of the hoax need to speak to Congress. So I'm not sure where we want to go with that, but either way, no deep state arrests. Where are all the Epstein pedophile arrests? We're not getting those. These are things that people anticipated, and yet there's no success there either. And by the way, as you mentioned, Trump's victory over the liberal women, which I think we'll all agree was a major victory.
Good job,
he was
Trump.
Not the president when that happened. He's never won an election as president. Just thought I'd point that out. As far as the Office of Faith is concerned, it seems to be going about the same way of the Board of Peace. Nothing but vanity, no real results. You talk about the anti-Christian bias that they're fighting, yet look at who Trump is working with now.
Trevor and his own look like he aged 10 years since you debated him last. No, I don't think so. It's just that he's got like a... he's got facial hair and a mullet now, so he looks older just by virtue of the facial hair and the mullet.
Making sure that Karine Jean Bowler kicked off of the Religious Liberties Commission for her political takes. But yet Laura Loomer, who is a vehement anti-Muslim, anti-Catholic psychotic, somehow has the ear of President Trump. So I'm not sure if that's really working for the anti-Christian. You know, wage growth, that's going to be an interesting one. I'm sure we're going to get more into that. But I think it goes back to the general economic picture that whether it's Trump or anybody else, Americans are still struggling.
That's not a mullet? Is that not a mullet?
And I think if we be honest here, if we're going to be honest, a lot of this economy is actually Trump's fault. And I know he likes to blame it on Biden. But if you go back and look at it.
No, that's not a mullet. That's just long hair. Okay, I don't know what the difference between a mullet and long hair is then, I guess. It's too long on the sides. Okay.
It was the COVID economy that caused the permanent damage. It was the COVID economy that resulted in 10.
Can I email you my username to appeal my ban from the Discord server? No, you got to talk to the Discord people for that. I don't want to deal with that.
Look at it. It was the COVID economy that caused the permanent damage. It was the COVID economy that resulted in 10 to 15 to 20% inflation. Those are Trump's policies. Now, Biden was obviously a disaster. I'm not here to promote anything Biden did, but that was the Trump economy. The COVID economy is the Trump economy. Now, as far as accelerationism is concerned, I don't believe I have ever publicly supported that. I do understand the concept. I understand why people like it. I'm not here because I want Democrats to win. And I think this is a very important statement for me to make because much like in your opening statement, you wanted to clarify some things that people get wrong about you. I want to clarify this. I do not want Democrats to win. As has already been documented in this debate, Democrats have put me in prison. In fact, I was put in jail 4 times for supporting President Trump, including the last one when I was put in solitary confinement. So believe me, I know how dangerous the Democrats are. The problem is, it's not up to me. This is Trump. If Trump cannot get the Republicans over the finish line in the midterms, that has nothing to do with podcasters, it has nothing to do with accelerationists, and it has everything to do with President Trump and the GOP. And ultimately, that's going to be the major measuring stick as to whether or not he's successful.
Clappa.
Thank you very much for that 5-minute opening as well. We'll jump into the 5-minute rebuttals. The timer is set for you, Andrew.
Yeah, so this is just straight time, right?
You said straight time?
Yeah, so 5 minutes each?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
As so opposed to K time? Oh, okay!
Let's go through a bunch of this stuff. Let's start with the economy. He seems to be pretty upset about the economy and says that it's all Trump's fault. In some ways, he's correct, and in many ways, he's not correct. So progressives warned us of this, right? Progressives said, if you cut all this immigration, GDP go down. Why? Because they have an influx of cheap labor, right? You have cheap labor that comes in that artificially keeps the wages depressed for corporations. They can then sell you things and goods for cheaper. Pretty simple, right? So what does Trump do? Stops all this mass migration. Prices go up.
Just as a heads up, because Andrew's economic analysis is always incredibly shallow, right? Like, there's always multiple impacts on any economic thing that happens, right? So if immigrants come into the country, it is true that there is a depressive effect on wages for the types of workers that they are competing with, right? So on the first point, that is true, but you have to measure that against what are the employment gains made by the people that hire them. So you're able to hire more people, meaning you can sell more product, meaning the owners of those companies or businesses or whatever are making more money. And then the people who are buying from those places theoretically can buy for slightly cheaper prices. So they're saving money as well, which means they can also spend money in other places. Generally speaking, having more workers in a country will always grow your economy, both your GDP, your GDP per capita. Generally speaking, it's always good to pick up more workers. There can be a slight depressive effect on the class of workers that they're competing with. That effect is small, although I think statistically significant. I think it is there. A lot of economists go back and forth debating this, but like the effect is probably small, probably worth it in the long run if you're just talking about like economic or government spending fiscal gains. That being said, I would just say that. You can have a discussion back and forth on it, but to pretend like immigrants hurt your economy is just such a stupid point. You can make arguments against immigration if you want, but that can't be the argument. That's just such a stupid argument to make. Yeah. But keep in mind, Andrew Wilson is also of the mindset that like I don't know if he still believes this, to be fair. I don't know why I'm being fair to any of these guys. But in our last debate, I believe, like the one we had related to economic stuff, he said something like if you removed all female workers, then all the male worker wages would double because you would cut the supply of labor in half. And so the rest of them would get paid twice. It's very crude. I shouldn't say crude. It's not crude. It's too simplistic. It's missing too much. It's simplistic to the point of being false. Not true. If you have more workers, but the workers are not spending it in the economy, but are sending it back to their home country via remittances, it's called leakage in the circular economy. Destiny never studied economics. It's obvious. So one, I'm familiar with remittances. I don't know why I'm saying 1, 2, 3. I know what remittances are, is sending some money back to your home country, sure. I've never heard the term leakage before. I don't know if leakage is an economy term or an economist term. I've just never seen that before. But I don't think remittances are generally seen as necessarily a bad thing. Like, generally speaking, if the people are working and living here, they still have to spend some money here. But also, if they're sending USD back to their home country, that USD at some point has to make its way back to the United States as well. Like, more USD out in there has to come back to here. It could be in the form of buying treasury bonds. It could be in the form of investment or buying products in the US. Like, it has to come back in some way. I'm not saying leakage isn't a real term. I've never seen that used before. In economics, a leakage is a diversion of funds from some iterative process. For example, in the Keynesian depiction of the circular flow of income and expenditure, leakages are the non-consumption use of income, including saving, taxes, and imports. In this model, leakages are equal in quantity to injections of spending from outside the flow of the equilibrium aggregate output. Models must feed a circular flow between natural income, output consumption, and factor payments. Savings, taxes, and imports are leaked out of the main flow, reducing the available and the rest of the economy. Bruh, what is this girl math? Internal circulation clearly is better. Probably, considering there's already a lot of USD out there. I'm just saying that it's not like USD getting shipped to another country is just like a net loss, like the money is set on fire and gone forever. But one question would be, what percentage of immigrant wages are remitted to other countries? My guess is it's probably going to be a pretty low percentage. And two, like, even if they are remitting some, they're also consuming more here and spending here regardless. Like, yeah.
I'm stunned. We were forewarned of this for years by the opposite side, by progressives. And so what's hilarious about this is mass migration. Prices go up. I'm stunned. We were forewarned of this for years by the opposite side, by progressives. And so what's hilarious about this is that, yeah, it is in fact going to be the case that if American companies have to start paying fair wages to American citizens, prices are going to go up. But you can't have your cake and eat it too, Owen. You can't say, I want there to be no mass migration to the United States at all, and I want all my goods and services cheap. It's not going to work that way. How can it?
Well, this is good. At least he kind of sort of addresses both sides of this here.
Can you explain to the audience what the Owen Schroyer policy would be to offset that? No, you can't, because you wouldn't have one.
Have you never had a breakdown? There's too many shitty people. Seriously, do you have a psych doc or something? Huh. Well, me and a bunch of other incredibly rich people, we have our ways to avoid having mental breakdowns.
You're going to have to eat shit on that. One way or the other, you're going to have to. The other problem is, he says there's a war on the other side of the planet. That's true. There is. It's been going on for about 7 weeks. That's about it. 7 weeks? Hang on, it's my rebuttal time. I won't interrupt yours, I promise. 7 weeks, not quite the forever war that we were promised. No, you can't, because you wouldn't have one. You're going to have to eat shit on that. One way or the other, you're going to have to. The other problem is, he says there's a war on the other side of the planet. That's true. There is. It's been going on for about 7 weeks. That's about it. 7 weeks? Hang on, it's my rebuttal time. I won't interrupt yours, I promise. 7 weeks, not quite the forever war that we were promised from the other side. And it seems to be ramping down. Not only that, when it comes to that war, what we find is that most of the exports in oil are going from China. They're going to China. How does it not behoove the United States strategically to do something about that? Of course it does. And we can dive into that too in the open back and forth. Now, I'm not a big supporter of foreign wars, especially not in Iran. I'm not making any excuses for it. I'm just pointing out something which is obvious. He also says Elon Musk did Doge cuts. Were Democrats going to do Doge cuts? No. Trump made that promise, and that's exactly what they tried to do. He's been hamstrung at every level.
Do you remember? Oh, my God. Anybody remember? This was funnier than the J6 video promise. Anybody remember the Doge dividend that we were going to get? The Doge was going to be saving so much money that we were going to get the Doge dividend, where they were going to be paying out checks to American people because there was going to be so much money that Doge saved. Oh my God.
Well, this guy has three times the amount of court cases against him as any other president does in the last 50 years. It's ridiculous. Democrats hamstring him at every corner. So as we go through this, let's talk about Epstein. That's another big one. With Epstein, you have to separate mythology, the actual mythology of Epstein, from the facts of Epstein. To hear the other side tell it, there is a global pedophilic satanic organization which runs the United States. The evidence...
Uh-oh, he's about to take the Michael Tracy position. Uh-oh.
They have for that? Fucking nothing. They have nothing. They have no evidence whatsoever. Guarantee you he won't be able to provide us with any evidence for that. Not a single shred. Not only that, I'll tell you something really interesting. I do know of a satanic type religion of pedophiles, and right this second, Trump's blowing them up. Right this second, as we speak, he blew up their leadership. The Ayatollah Khomeini instituted... child marriage, as young as 9 years old inside of Iran. And we're killing them, overwhelming. You want to talk about pedophiles? Let's talk about pedophiles. Where are they at? I can tell you who we're blowing up right now who are pedophiles. That would be Trump blowing up pedophiles. That's what he's doing currently.
Wait, quick. Does split shot work with rubber arrows? If I were to split shot to four enemies, would all the shots keep bouncing between them? No way, right?
So it's really funny to me, the Epstein people, hey, wait a second, we're totally anti-pedophile. This is ridiculous. There's pedophiles at the top levels. They have no evidence for that. And yet, if we just look not too far away, we see that there's an entire nation of pedophiles. Do you mind doing trade with them? Right? Owen Schroyer recently said, I don't care why, or he said in his debate with Chabos, why is it that Iran is not allowed to have a nuke, but Israel is? What are you advocating for there? That a whole country full of pedophiles is allowed to have a nuclear bomb? Why should we allow that?
What is this? Okay, I appreciate. I always appreciate people with their own mind, okay? This is why people like Mr. Girl and I read my stream, okay? I have never heard of that defense before. War with Iran is actually good and based because Iran has a lot of pedophiles. That's an argument I haven't heard before, okay?
It's ridiculous.
Killing all the pedos in the girls-only elementary school, America winning? Well, think about it. Those were future rape victims that don't exist now, thanks to the United States, so.
Going through some of these other problems, he says the problem's Republicans podcasting means nothing. When we're talking about Trump, especially in his second term, podcast meant everything. In fact, Kamala Harris said it herself. Joe Rogan. And the fact that Trump went on Joe Rogan really helped push him over the top. Harris regretted the fact she didn't do the podcast syndicated radio shows. He didn't do the podcast circuit. She didn't do any of that. She regretted it. She said that she regretted it. She even blamed Myron Gaines, a podcaster, for parts of her loss. She blamed him. Him and the evil manosphere, because they don't want women to be president, like somebody else who's on the stage right now. So as we go through this, I'm kind of
Is he referring to Owen or himself or to both of them? Oh, I think he's just making the point that Owen should be agreeing with it. I think
happy. I'd like to get into the back and forth as quick as we can so that we can see if any of these criticisms actually hold muster. He says he's not addressing corruption. Yeah, he's not addressing corruption head on. It's like, wait a second. What do you mean? He's going after the SPLC right this second. As we speak, super corrupt organization, which was working with the deep state, by the way, just pointing that out.
With that, we'll kick it over to Owen for his 5-minute rebuttal as well.
Oh.
All yours, Owen.
Okay.
All right. Well, as far as when this war started, obviously there's a lot of contention in the geopolitical debate realm, but at least for this administration, it started last...
I feel like there are certain words, I try to avoid them sometimes just because I feel this way. I feel like there are certain words that are like IQ booster words. Like, I feel like geopolitical is one where like you say it because it's like, okay, well, if it's geopolitical, that's just like a word that it just sounds smart. So you must be like on some shit. Geopolitical? Oh, this is geopolitical time, okay? I try to say like foreign affairs or global politics or foreign, it just feels like a word that's become that. Geopolitical, what?
June with Operation Midnight Hammer. And since then, we haven't gotten a lick of honesty because we were supposed to have annihilated or obliterated, was the official word from the president, their nuclear capabilities. And then they came back a few months later and said Iran was weeks away, days away from a nuke. And so now we're over there again. And I think to most people, they perceive this war, I think, accurately as just another regime change war. Now, you may not care for Iran's leadership. You're not going to get any pushback from me on any of that. And yet the facts remain. This was a regime change war. They lied to us about it from the very beginning. There is a major contingency of Trump's voting base that voted for no new
war. A major what?
Lied to us about it from the very beginning. There is a major contingency of Trump's
vote. Contingency? Is that a real word?
Did he mean contingency?
That's what, okay.
Voting base that voted for no new wars. It was part of the campaign promise. In fact, Trump himself, for decades, has been talking about how we've wasted blood and treasure in the Middle East. Wasted it.
What do these people think about, or what do these people think the deep state is? A bunch of institutions. If you don't even know at this point, you're not even worth educating.
The
sorry.
Jews.
In promise. In fact, Trump himself, for decades, has been talking about how we've wasted blood and treasure in the Middle East. Wasted it, his own words. He ran against Bush's wars in his first campaign in 2015 and 2016. And he even said specifically, no more regime change wars. So that's just a total reversal of policy on that. And this has people wondering who's making these decisions. I don't need to get into that now. But we're not even getting consistency on the messaging in the last couple of weeks. The strait is closed. It's not closed. We've won the war. The war's not over. We need to go in. Nobody really knows. And by the way, I think Trump does that strategically. But nonetheless, the truth is that we don't get
closed,
any honesty from this administration. It
well,
just doesn't
wait,
add up.
Is it? And did you check Twitter? Because maybe it opened 1 minute ago. You don't know, bitch.
True.
As far as the strategy with China and Russia, I'd like to think that this is all going to work out in our favor. I'd like to think that that's the play.
Me too.
That Trump is making. However, it doesn't appear to be going in our favor. I think that most of the world is looking at the foreign policy of this administration, and they're seeing it as very, very favorable to Israel, which is essentially a pariah of the entire international community. And so instead of perhaps these countries maybe driving away from Russia and China, I think they're driving to China and Russia and away from the United States because of Trump's aggression, again, in the Middle East, as the world views it, on behalf of Israel. As far as the Dems, you know, hamstringing Trump, I think that that happened a lot in the first administration. I'm not really seeing as much of it in this administration, but this gets back to the deep state. I thought we were talking about criminals. I'm not here to have the nuclear proliferation agreement. They're not supposed to have one. Everybody knows they have it. In fact, technically, they shouldn't even be our ally because they have a nuclear weapon, but somehow they're above all of these rules. Now, again, I'm not here to take any ground in defense of Iran, but I will point out the fact that Israel is famous for repatriating pedophiles. That is a fact. Everybody knows it. American pedophiles.
Were the Americans stopping the Suez crisis good? I think so. Sure. Yeah. Probably. Maybe. Yeah.
Found okay, so in defense of Iran. But
After Israel was founded, the prime minister of Israel, who was kind of the founder-ish guy, given a lot of credit, Ben-Gurion, was desperate to get Western allies because he didn't want Israel to be like on an island, figuratively and literally, like alone. And so they kind of concocted this scheme a little bit to the leader of Egypt was basically expelling a bunch of people from the Sinai Peninsula, and then he was like playing games with locking down the Strait of Tehran, which is one of the ports that Israel has in the south that gives it access to the Red Sea. I think it's the Red Sea, right? Israel kind of used this as an opportunity to, I don't remember the details exactly, but basically France and the UK, I think, also kind of wanted to fuck around down there. And Israel was like, oh shit, well, I can go to war. We can all fuck around. And at some point, I don't remember the details of this. At some point in this, I think that somebody reached out to the US and or either they were all fucking around down there and the US was like, you guys need to get the fuck out. This is fucking retarded. Stop doing some retarded fucking shit. We got more important shit going on. And I don't know why you guys are fucking around. And then Israel was like, okay. And then they left. And
yes, sir.
Basically. And then Egypt Nasser got a huge boost of like pride and confidence amongst the entire Arab world. Because he was like, look at me. I just fought off fucking Israelis, French, and British fuckers on my own because I'm a literal fucking god.
I will point out the fact that Israel is famous for repatriating pedophiles. That is a fact. Everybody knows it. American pedophiles. American pedophiles are able to flee to Israel and get safe harbor.
Sorry, wait. What did you say that again?
He's saying right now that American pedophiles are just going to Israel and getting safe harbor. I assume that this is just retarded falsehoods.
Yeah, it's a theory meme. I don't think I've ever seen. I'm sure that it's happened before that somebody has fled to Israel. But there's this meme that basically, like, if you're a pedophile in the United States and you rape kids, that you can just go to Israel and they'll save you and protect you from the United States or whatever, from the justice system. So you can rape kids in America and then get away with it. And it's just dumb meme shit.
Okay, retarded.
American pedophiles are able to flee to Israel and get safe harbor there. We have many, many instances of this. Now, the Epstein files, I don't know how deep we want to go into this. This one is a little confusing to me. You say, show me evidence that there is a pedophile ring. Well, I would slap down on the table, not even 50% of the Epstein files. We don't even know how many we've gotten, but it's 50% max. There's not a single Iranian in the files, not a single one. Now, there is a certain group of people that are in there, but we don't need to get into that. But they all are rich. And they're not in prison, and that's where they should be. So I don't really want to have to think about Iran's cultural issues. These are Americans and people that were using them for blackmail to get leverage over our country. That's how most people perceive these Epstein files, of which we don't even have the entire files. But in them, we see references, what appear to be killing people, taking women, young women, babies as sex slaves. Who knows what else is going on in these files? There's very obvious code language. I know this. If I was able to get one of my kids' cell phones and I'm reading through this cell phone and they keep
when he just said like they're taking women and babies as sex slaves.
I don't think so, but I haven't gone through them all. So it's just there's a lot of people made a lot of insane claims. I don't think there are any like smoking gun things for any of this. It's just like a bunch of weird emails and texts that people are like interpreting to mean wild shit. But
it's like the cheese pizza argument, kind of like Pizzagate
and grape soda.
I think so. But obviously other people would disagree. So.
Jerky, I'm going to pull one of them aside and I'm going to say, hey, what are you talking about? And if they say, oh, I'm just a pizza connoisseur. Me and my friends just make beef jerky and eat grape soda. I'm going to say, bullshit. Tell me what the hell you're talking about. If I see you saying I'm going to get pot from my friend, I know you're not talking about a potted plant. I know you're talking about drugs. So it's obvious the same thing is going on in these emails. Where is the investigation? If your kid brought that to you, you would not believe them for one second. You'd say this is clearly code language and I'm going to investigate what it is. I think we should continue to investigate these Epstein files instead of continuing to cover them up, because I do think there is a there, as most other Americans do, and that's something that Trump campaigned on and many of his administration talked about for years.
And time. We're going to jump into the crossfire. This is 40 minutes, so this is fully up to you guys. If it gets too rocky, I'm going to jump in and put it into 90-second responses.
He looks a little like Ted Cruz from the side.
I can sort of see it.
Yeah.
Where's yours, gentlemen, for open dialogue?
So I wanted to start, if we could, with Israeli repatriation of pedophiles. So you and I both agree that this happens and it's abhorrent. Do you know that what the numbers are, roughly?
Oh, boy. This is the one thing he got numbers for. Is it going to be like 10 over like 30 years or something, if that, or I wonder?
The last story I read was a CBS story. It was a couple dozen, I think.
I think the total that I could find, I was being as charitable to your view as I could, it's about 200. That's a lot.
Over what time frame? 200 is actually a lot more than I would have thought. Although I wonder what it counts when they say, when he says repatriating. Because I tried to look up stories when this claim was made a lot. And what I would find, like some of the stories would be like some guy gets accused of, and maybe even convicted of, like statutory rape. So like a 25-year-old like fucked a 16-year-old in California. And like he goes to prison and he comes out or something after like 5 or 10 years. And then like 20 years later, he moves to Israel. And then people include that as like, oh my God, look, that's a pedophile that fled to Israel. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah.
But it's nothing in comparison to the Catholic Church, which is somewhere around 100,000 children, perhaps, or more.
Gee, in the U.S. or worldwide? 100,000?
When we talk about this idea
no
of pedophilia
shot. That's
here in the
way,
States,
way too high. No way.
This, is that there's always a red herring, right? The red herring is, well, Israel repatriates pedophiles. It's like, yeah, that's true. So does the United States in a way, though. We have passport bros who go, they go to Malaysia, they have sex with underage kids, and then they come back here. It's the same exact principle applied. The only difference is there's no official right of return. There doesn't need to be. They're already U.S. citizens. But when we're talking about this, we know where the groups of pedophiles are. We've known this for years. The Catholic Church, for instance, again, part of one of the largest pedophilic scandals in the world. Which church do you belong to again? Is it Catholic?
I have no qualms with what you're saying about the Catholic Church, whether I identify as one or not. So go ahead. I will sit here all day as a confirmed Catholic and ridicule their pedophilia.
Yeah, I'm
no
just saying
problem.
That when you use the red herring of the Israeli repatriation.
How is it a red herring if it's true?
Because, the red herring happens when
didn't
you say.
Didn't you admit it's hundreds?
When you say, hey, wait a second. Yeah, hundreds.
So it's
sure.
a real thing. So it's not a red herring.
I'm not. No, the red herring portion of it is when you obfuscate away from the arguments on the Epstein files as though there's a global cabal of pedophiles. I point out in Iran, there's an open cabal of pedophiles. You say, well, Israel harbors pedophiles too. It's like, no, they don't have official policy for pedophilia, dude. They
Hold
don't.
On a second. You just
they
admitted
don't.
You're talking about people that have been actually charged with crimes of pedophilia that Israel knowingly takes in.
So they are very well aware. Sometimes it's suspected. One of the big key ones was an Australian case, I'm sure you're familiar with. That was one of the big key ones. But it's not always the case that they're charged with anything. There, lots of them are just suspected of this.
There was just an IDF. There was just an IDF security official, Alexandrovich, who just got charged, caught in a bust, and he fled over there. He's gone.
Of course. But you're going
to
find.
So give me a comparable story this year to the Catholic Church.
You can find
Church.
The same thing.
Show me the perhaps, Catholic Church. Show me the Catholic Church finding a pedophile and saying, come to the Catholic Church.
They move.
Doesn't this. I feel like this was a huge U.S. scandal, but it was a while ago. Like a decade ago or whatever, wasn't it? Where they had, didn't they have to reform like a lot of the Catholic Church? Like the Pope had to make statements on this and everything, where anytime there would be like an accusation of like a priest doing something bad, he'd just get moved to another school or something.
Move them to other churches. What are you talking about?
So allow
them to continue to offend hundreds of thousands of cases.
Show me one name.
I'm supposed to remember every name of every
bishop? I just gave you one name in the last year. Tom Alexandrovich, IDF
security
official. Are you
denying that the Catholic Church doesn't move around
No, I just said they do. I can talk about the Catholic Church all day long.
Then why are you
But we're talking about the Trump administration dealing with the Epstein files. That's what we're talking about.
So as we're diving into the Epstein files, give me your biggest piece of proof that Donald Trump in any way knew about any pedophilia and name actual names of people who you're willing to say are pedophiles in that administration. Go ahead.
Okay, I never made either one of those claims, but I will respond to your question. Howard Lutnick lied when he said he hadn't been to the island since he found out. He got caught lying. He took his family there. This was after Epstein had already been a convicted pedophile. Now, if Donald Trump wants to claim he has plausible deniability as far as Epstein's activities are concerned, I suppose that's fair
enough.
Are you
even claiming that guy's a pedophile?
Well, you know what? If you want to talk about the things Trump has said about his daughter,
Ivanka, question before
we can talk about it. We can talk about Donald
question.
Trump. Hold on a second.
Are you going to call that guy a pedophile?
Have
or no?
I called Trump a pedophile once?
Well, this is why I'm getting clarification.
The answer is no.
The reason I'm getting clarification is because on the Epstein files, people refuse to separate mythology from fact. And there's a lot of mythology here. And this mythology that you guys continuously talk about, that Trump is in some way associated with this global cabal of satanic pedophiles, but you never name names, you never give evidence, your only evidence is they don't give us evidence. Why would you trust the evidence that these people give you anyway? Why would you even trust that anyway? You don't trust them, the evidence that they've given you so far. So why is it always the demand is like, I want endless evidence of a thing that I always make, we always make claims about, but can never demonstrate? Why?
So Trump is obviously maybe mentioned more than anyone else in the files. If you want to claim that he has nothing to show illegal in the files, that's fine. Uh-huh. Howard Lutnick, however, lied when he said he hadn't been there. Uh-huh. He is still in the Trump administration. He was just running point for their meeting at the Oval Office just last week. And he's in the files taking his kids to Epstein Island. So would you take your kids to Epstein Island?
Well, okay, so are you saying at the time there was media scrutiny that this was a pedophilic island?
Yes, 100%. Epstein had already been charged. He'd already been in jail.
Are you saying this guy took his kids to the island to get him raped?
I don't know what he took his kids to the island for.
By the way, he lied. Absence of evidence means that that's evidence. That's not evidence.
Did Howard Lutnick go to the island?
I'm not sure.
He admitted it. He's in the files. Yeah,
his
kids.
I'm not sure on that particular. But it's irrelevant, the particular, because even if I grant the particular, you won't actually call the guy a pedo. Because you don't have evidence.
Israel does not take pedophiles. In fact, I had to show a clean criminal check to make Aliyah. Yes, if someone has a clean record and makes Aliyah, they will need to be extradited. But there is a process and Israel follows it. LOL. Okay. Well, that's like from a Jew, so I mean, an Israeli, so I don't know how much I'm going to trust you on that one. Let's slow down there, buddy.
Evidence. You never have evidence, just claims. Claim. No evidence for it. Now, I'm willing to cede a bunch of points to you. If you can show me some evidence of it, happy to do it.
So you're
Trump
waiting,
was,
oh, hang
on,
are you
I'm
contending?
Almost done.
Are you
Trump
contending?
Was actually right. He claimed that the Democrats were going to use the talking point that, Trump's a pedophile, Trump's covering for pedophiles, the whole nine yards. He says, yeah, that's a hoax.
Do you get disgusted by debate in general? It feels like so much of the debate meta involves undermining the purpose of the debate. Or of debate. It's like if every star could play on the ladder just lifted their command center and flew to the corner, like, yeah, you might win, but this fucking sucks. I mean, yeah, that's annoying, but like it's a lot less annoying than the current meta, which is literally to just not engage in any type of debate whatsoever, because you rather just be shielded by your little echo chamber bubble.
Whole thing's a damn hoax. And it is. The whole damn thing is a hoax. They've been calling this guy a pedophile. You just said he's named in the how many times is he named in the Epstein files? That's a Democrat talking point. But what's he named in the Epstein files for actually doing? What?
Well, there are FBI investigations that have some pretty serious claims. They never
not
manifested
credible.
Anything.
They
That's
literally
fine.
Say
That's fine.
Not credible.
So we're not here to have a debate over the Epstein files. But I do find it odd. No, you are the one that brought it up. But I do find it odd that you're going to pretend like Howard Lutnick didn't lie about going to the island after Epstein was convicted
even
and took
see
his kids.
The point. Even
are you going to tell me? Hold on a second.
It doesn't help your
Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me that Donald Trump was not friends with Jeffrey Epstein?
He was initially friends with Jeffrey Epstein, but he also banned him from his properties.
That's fine, and he might have helped bring him
hang
in.
Hang on, he banned him from his properties, and he was also front and center at pointing out to people that Epstein was a creep. That's one, and two, everything that's mentioned in the files, Michael Tracy has done great work on this. He's gone through them ad nauseum.
So
the things which are put in there about Trump are ridiculous on their face, and the claims from various people about Trump are noted inside of these files most of the time as being not credible at all.
Here's what's credible. Alex Acosta is the one that cut Jeffrey Epstein his sweetheart deal. It was so bad of a deal that they had to re-examine it and re-arrest Jeffrey Epstein and put him back in jail in New York City.
Which administration did that happen under?
Where he was ultimately killed.
Yeah, which administration did that happen under?
The Trump administration.
That's right. He got
which
re-arrested
is actually starting
under
to look
Trump
a little more suspicious. It's actually starting to look a little more suspicious
what?
Now. Yeah.
How is that more suspicious? So Acosta,
he died in jail.
What administration?
How
did Acosta? What administration did Acosta?
Trump's.
Was he in when he cut the deal?
He wasn't in office. Trump wasn't in office.
Yeah.
Acosta
Whose administration?
Was an attorney.
Whose administration was that under?
Obama's.
Obama. So Obama, we have Acosta, goes ahead and gives him the sweetheart deal, right, under Obama. Under the Trump administration, they rearrest Jeffrey Epstein. Isn't that amazing?
It was the guy
protecting the pedophiles.
So the person that...
What is RTBA posting about in chat? This is the diary I was saying about talking about taking her baby, read it like this. This that is not true. What is he talking about? Who took... Who? Oh,
so do you remember
Epstein
earlier
file
when
thing?
I asked a question about the baby?
Oh, gotcha.
The guy, he made a claim? Yeah. He's showing us the diary that... He's the only thing that likes talking about it. And if you look at it, it's just like it's an actual fucking schizo.
Based? Problem?
That Trump brought into his administration is the one that cut Jeffrey Epstein a sweetheart deal that no pedophile child sex trafficker has ever seen before in their life. Such a sweetheart deal, they had to rearrest him again.
Yeah, they have seen it before in their life. First
so
of
look,
all,
whether Trump,
he wasn't even accused
on.
Of pedophilia. What he was accused of was localized trafficking in Florida. And yes, people have been cut sweetheart deals for that. You're full of it.
Okay,
what,
so, like, your stance is,
what
so your
are you
stance
talking
is,
about?
So your stance is Epstein was not a pedophile and Sheesh. There's nothing in the Epstein file.
Lightning, thank you for the 10 gifted subs in DGG chat.
I'll pause, because I don't want to debate this the whole time.
I didn't say that. My stance is that there's bold claims which are made, and I can see you running from it. I don't blame you for running from the claim.
This isn't the debate. I'm not
going to have
evidence. You're on
a failure of Trump.
This is worse. Absolutely.
Well, then it's part of the debate.
There should be dozens of Epstein arrests.
Part, part
they, are, they are literally
of
covering
who?
It up.
Tell
exactly.
Me
they've redacted
exactly.
the names.
Who should we be arresting? Exactly. What does that mean?
Why are all the names redacted from the files?
Because
why haven't they given us
you.
All the files?
I'll actually tell you. And if you've done your due diligence, you would know this.
Oh, because they're victims.
No. Because victims, advocacy groups, and lawyers have tied this thing up like nobody's business. And again, Michael Tracy's done
Is there a point in watching two retards argue about pedophilia? I mean, it is kind of funny that, like I said, I think leaning into the Epstein shit, I don't like any of it. Matters, but I think it's funny to lean into because these guys, the conservative movement, fucked themselves on this so hard, and that will just always be really funny to me that they fucked themselves so hard making this like the single most important fucking thing in the universe, and then when they realized, oh shit, whoops, it's like not us, or maybe it's not them but us, then they all decided that they wanted to drop it. That's just never going to be not fucking hilarious to me.
No pedophiles go to jail.
Which pedophiles should go to jail?
The ones that they've redacted. So
what are their names?
So Epstein trafficked kids to no one.
No, Epstein was getting kids.
So Epstein?
Ghislaine was trafficking kids to him.
Okay, so Epstein raped all the kids. No one else did.
Name a single person he trafficked kids to.
They're all redacted from the files. What are you talking about?
The files don't even
indicate
that.
You can see in the emails. He says, I have girls. How old do you want them? I have girls. I don't like yellow. I want Russian. It's all right there.
That's not him. There's nothing to do
with pedophilia. That's your smoking gun.
As far as you know, show me some evidence.
So as far as you know, it does.
Wait a second. Absolute evidence is not evidence. Do you agree with that?
No, I'm using your logic against you. If you're saying
my
it doesn't
logic
prove
works
anything,
for me and not for you.
Okay, so I'll accept this because I don't want to debate. So Epstein was not a pedophile. He was not trafficking children to anybody. He was not friends with
I'm
Trump.
To see
they're not
Trump,
covering up Epstein. They're not
see,
covering up the files.
I'm willing to see the distinction between the mythology of Epstein trafficking children to all of these various pedophiles is a mythology. I'm also willing to see that Epstein himself may very well have been a pedophile, but it seemed like the trafficking was going to him. And you have no proof to the alternative of that. And even when you point at Acosta,
so what is
this happens
doing?
Under Obama, rearrested under Trump. Trump's the only one who released any Epstein files at all, signed in the Epstein Transparency Act.
Yeah,
Congress
After they redacted them for weeks, they still haven't
because
released
of victims,
everything. They still haven't released everything, by the way.
How would Trump unredact them? Can you explain that to me?
Redact?
Well, they shouldn't be redacted at all.
Yeah, but how would Trump unredact them?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. I think he calls
Does he not have the information that Trump told the FBI, that the FBI was told to redact them based on Trump's friends and everybody being in there? Or
them and says, hey,
no,
unredact these.
No, names. No, no. That's the judicial branch. That's a different branch of government.
Judicial branch?
No Jews, no news.
Wait, what? No, that would be his Department of Justice and the FBI. I had to do a mental check for a second. That would be the executive branch. I don't know what he is talking about there, but okay.
Trump's allowed to do that with classified documents. Not allowed to do that with redactions. Those redactions are going through the judiciary. So what should Trump do here?
He can easily declass. He can easily release everything.
They're not classified. They're redacted.
Then why aren't they released?
He did release them.
Not
he
all of them.
Millions of documents.
Not all of them.
And not only that, again, how would he get them unredacted? Tell me.
Not even all of them. They're
Tell
not
me
even
how
all released.
How would he get them unredacted? How?
It's very simple. You bring out the investigators and you simply read the names that are redacted. That's all you got.
You mean
do.
Like they did in front of a press club and those poor guys who weren't actually pedophiles got calls and threats and everything else?
That happened to one guy.
Yeah,
that
but I mean,
one guy.
That's reading the names of people who aren't even related to it.
Okay,
this is the problem.
So
man.
This is good. So you're satisfied with the Epstein files?
I didn't say satisfied, but I'm pointing out that I'm not willing to make claims that Donald Trump's a bad guy based on redactions that he's not responsible for. You can't tell me how he should unredact.
He was
him.
Responsible.
You can't
for
tell
him.
Me.
I guess the other guys don't know that.
You can't tell me any of this.
I do.
The victim's going in front of Congress every freaking day.
I only want to jump in just because, given that we have only 40 minutes for the open dialogue, though this is epic so far, I just want to be sure if there are other topics you want to cover. We have 28 minutes left.
I would say
to the economy?
The Epstein files is a debacle and a disaster for
the releasing
Trump.
Of the Epstein files was a debacle. I agree with that. The problem is that I'll never accept is lack of evidence being evidence of a thing. And while you pretend that there's a global pedophilic ring that you have no evidence of controlling the United States, I can show you a global pedophilic ring which exists right out in the open that Trump's blowing up right now.
So Epstein didn't put a bunch of security cameras in all of his places. That didn't happen. He wasn't working with Maxwell, the daughter of the top.
Yes, he worked with Ghislaine Maxwell. Yes,
security cameras equal pedo.
True.
Holy.
Cameras in his various places. All of that is correct. That's, again, you're asking questions, not providing evidence.
So why does he do that for?
Wait, there's cameras here. What's that evidence
of? This is an event. This is a televised event.
Yeah, but
event.
What's that evidence of?
Who is Epstein televising what's going on in his room?
He's not telling.
Why did he have cameras?
He wasn't televising anybody. Got any proof?
So why are there cameras installed?
Because the same reason rich people have cameras all over their houses?
So he has them in all of his bedroom secret cameras?
What secret cameras?
Yeah, no, this is good. Because fuck these motherfuckers. They deserve this. They do this to the fucking Democrats all the fucking time, man.
True,
fuck them. Finally, they get it.
True. So
they get a taste
them.
Of it.
Yeah.
the emails. He literally hired IDF security people to put secret cameras in all of his rooms.
No.
He had a damn security room with monitors in his mansions.
Yeah. You're talking about one specific instance in one specific room, by the way, not in all of his properties and not in the Florida properties. And those are the ones where he got convicted of all these things. So what are you talking about? You're talking about a completely unrelated thing to what I'm asking you. Do you have evidence that Trump was part of a global pedophilic ring or that anybody was?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Give me your best piece.
The Epstein files.
Best piece in the Epstein files.
All of them.
The whole freaking thing. What are you talking about?
The whole freaking thing.
Okay, so hold on. So was Epstein convicted?
Not a pedophilia.
Yes, he was.
Okay, who?
Was Maxwell convicted?
He doesn't even know his...
I'm sorry.
He doesn't know what the
Epstein... When was Jeffrey Epstein convicted of pedophilia?
So Epstein, jail. Maxwell,
jail.
When was Epstein
convicted of pedophilia?
He hasn't even done the most basic... of like going through any of the
two of them,
even for the original conviction.
Yep. Committed suicide
in jail. Convicted of pedophilia.
He was.
I think whatever the first charge was, 2007 in Florida.
That's not. He wasn't convicted for pedophilia.
Trafficking children isn't pedophilia.
First of all,
so now you're saying Epstein wasn't a pedophile?
He was doing underage. There was one or two of the underage prostitutes that came from the school. That's true. But
so
I think
that's underage.
I think they were 16, 17. Not prepubescent children. It's a whole different ballgame. He wasn't convicted of pedophilia.
Okay. So Epstein wasn't a pedophile. Glad we got there.
I didn't say Epstein wasn't a pedophile. I said you haven't given us any proof he is. Got some?
Yeah, there's no proof Epstein wasn't a pedophile.
Oh,
guys.
I'm going to
no
use an argument from incredulity.
He killed himself in jail. Nothing to see here. And no, we should probably pardon Maxwell, too.
I'm totally incredulous, but I have no evidence of my claims.
Just because the economy is another topic we might want to cover still while we have time. We do still have about 25 minutes.
Anyway, so I try to operate off a facts basis. What happened, I'll just sum this up real quick, and then I'll give you the last word on it, to be fair.
I'll just summarize
it very quickly on Epstein. Epstein very well could have been a pedophile and likely was himself a pedophile. But when you make these claims about demonic global pedophile rings which control the United States, yeah, I want some fucking evidence. I do. And I'm not willing to throw the president of the United States that I voted for under the bus without any evidence. I'm not. So, you know, if you want to tie it off, you can.
Well, I'll just say we also saw on the Democrat emails spirit cookings and children in the hot tub. But there's no evidence of pedophile rings.
You're talking about Podesta spirit cooking?
I'm sure the big art project spirit cooking?
Yes, Leon Podesta, who was part of a massive art project for spirit cooking, along with, how about we talk about Rocket Pizza? Did they have babies underneath there, Owen? Did they have children in the basement, Owen?
Good opportunity to go in.
Discord crash rejoin. Oh, rip. Good luck.
Into the economy.
Yeah. All right. So
is all of Discord down right now?
Into this, I just got a single question for you. Owen, how would eliminating mass migration into a net negative not cause economic downturn or higher prices? How is that even possible?
Well, it's actually, there's a simpler fix to that, and that is you have to cut taxes. You have to cut them significantly. You have to cut them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are paying roughly 30% of the money that they make plus the property that they own. That number needs to be single digits tops. And a lot of Americans will have a little more money to take care of their bills and take care of their family. But we're not really having that happen. Now, I feel like this whole argument is assuming that Americans don't want these jobs.
No, it's assuming they do. In fact, my argument to you is just, I'll simply state it. If it's the case that we bring in, 100,000 immigrants tomorrow to California, let's say, okay, and they're willing to take $10 an hour less than the Americans who are there, would you agree with me that that'll probably save you prices and goods and services from whatever that corporation is or company?
Probably.
So like if you took McDonald's and you paid them $25 an hour, your cheeseburger is going to get more expensive. You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can offset that with immigrant labor. Do you agree that that's likely true?
Yes, but I don't believe that's a solution.
I agree with you. But if it is in fact the case that Trump is doing his job, which it seems like he is since we have negative net migration, why wouldn't it be the case that if we're deporting all of these illegals and they're self-deporting at an overwhelming rate, of course your localized food prices are going to go up because most of these jobs are now going to Americans. In fact, this is exactly what Cato is saying. They're saying we're getting hurt mostly in the economy because Trump is not even letting legal immigrants come in. I thought that was what we wanted, man. We want to stop that legal and illegal immigration. But it's like, not if your fried chicken's going to go up 30 cents. What are you talking about? We want that, right?
Well, the deportation numbers are not where they need to be. I don't know how much that falls into the economic realm of things. Obama deported more people than Trump, so we're not.
There was a lot more people to deport.
But I think that there's other reasons for that. I think that this gets into the, let's say, failures at the Department of Justice, which maybe they're just starting to get into with the SPLC, but I don't know. We'll see about that if we come back to that. We're being told as Americans, hey, buck up and pay more for gas. It's this war in Iran. You've got to buck up. It's your patriotic duty to pay more for gas. That is a war that's being fought in the foreign and special interests. Do you think Americans might be willing, instead of paying another extra dollar per gallon of gasoline, maybe an extra 10 cents for a cheeseburger if they know that means Americans are taking the job? I mean, that's essentially what we're being
asked. But most Americans don't know that because even people on my side are running around saying Trump's not deporting enough people, even though we have a net negative in migration right now. Those jobs, a closed border and net negative migration, legal and illegal. More people are leaving than coming. That's for the first time we finally got that. It's like, yeah, prices are going to go up from that. You know this. Why not be honest with people?
Went up
if that's the
prices,
case,
no,
and then we're talking about gas.
Tariffs.
Hang on, I'm almost done.
Prices went up from tariffs.
Okay.
Prices went up
you
from
want
energy.
To get into tariffs? We can do that in a second, but let's start with the gas prices. All you're doing is pitting Trump against Trump. On the Biden level, at his top, do you know what the gas prices were?
About right where they're at now?
Nope. Way more. They were over $5.50. Yeah, they're a dollar cheaper right now at the peak of Trump than they were at the peak of Biden. So you're only
a dollar cheaper, considering how high they were under Biden, is not the W you want it to be, but
comparing Trump's gas prices to Trump's gas prices. Because if you compare them to the Democrat, they were still way higher.
I mean, also, I still like how Biden has to take credit for the fucking catch up from the COVID supply bullshit plus the Ukraine-Russia war starting, and that's like all Biden's fault, and that's his high gas prices, but under Trump, this is all self-inflicted, good means.
Way higher.
Is Wilson crushing? I don't know. I feel like Andrew is doing way better in this debate than Owen. But people said that Andrew gets destroyed, so who knows? Let's.
Now, when did the price go up?
Trump, speculation mostly.
No, when did the price go up?
Oh, I thought you said why did the price go up?
When did the price?
Well, the price has been going up.
Speculation. Good one, Andrew.
Steadily and decreasing
steadily.
Since
we attacked Iran.
Yes, correct. Due to what? Market speculation. And you can't control speculators, and neither can Trump. It's not because we have some supply short.
And the thing is, Andrew's a good debater, and he's got talking points. Owen is not a great debater, and Owen doesn't have any facts at all. And his talking points are weaker than Andrew's talking points. So Andrew can give a bad talking point, but it doesn't matter that it's bad because Owen doesn't know the actual fact of the matter. And Owen can't out-debate Andrew's talking point because Andrew's a better debater, so it doesn't matter. But like, Andrew also doesn't have any underlying understanding of, like, speculation is what's driving prices. It's very hard. Like, I could tell he got this talking point because it's like, it kind of sort of works if you think about it. Like, well, speculators, if they are all thinking a thing's going to be higher, can theoretically drive up or down the price of a particular thing in the future. That is true. However, it's very hard for speculators to fuck with a commodity that is like, has a huge liquidity, huge volume, fundamental value. Like, the reason why people can say that, like, crypto, those markets can be driven heavily by speculation is because there is no underlying fundamental value of crypto. People trade crypto based on what they think it's going to be worth in the future, but there is no, like, underlying fundamental value of it, really. Maybe you can kind of sort of tie it to energy costs, kind of, but that's not really what the price is based on. And so that's it. It's like, you can argue that a lot of market speculation can damage that. But when it comes to the gas prices or oil, these things have real value. It's a real tangible physical asset. And the idea that you can just speculate, drive that in one direction or the other with no tie to reality is, I think, really, really stupid.
But market speculation. And you can't control speculators and neither can Trump.
But Owen doesn't know anything about econ, so it doesn't matter. And he doesn't have a talking point to counter this talking point. So, yeah.
Not because we have some supply shortage of oil. Where's our shortage? Nowhere. We're not getting oil from Iran. We don't even have the processors for their oil. That goes to China.
Like this, like again, this talking point doesn't, if you really want to torture that, it doesn't make sense. There will never be a shortage of oil on the planet. There, like in a free market, there's never really a shortage of anything. What happens is you just can't afford it. We're never going to run out of oil on the planet. It's just going to be that the last 1,000 barrels of oil are going to be so expensive that nobody's going to actually buy them because it doesn't economically make sense to do so. This is getting into the weeds on it. But like, yeah, it just doesn't, Andrew's, none of this stuff that Andrew's saying makes any sense economically, but Owen is retarded and doesn't know anything, so it doesn't matter.
Nowhere. We're not getting oil from Iran. We don't even have the processors for their oil. That goes to China. So we have no shortage, but our oil prices go up. Why? Because of speculation. And you just completely omit that. Not only do you omit that, but you omit this other part, which is you still haven't explained how it is that we're going to have net negative migration and prices aren't going to go up. They
Trump,
are,
hold
right?
on a second. Trump is the one that claimed that he could get gas prices down.
He
He's
did.
The one that made that claim.
And
it
he
hasn't
did.
Happened.
If they're lower than Biden's peak, by a dollar.
No.
Yes.
Okay, but we don't even know if we've seen Trump's peak. If this war in Iran doesn't end.
You can't just say, well, I'm...
Natural resources are not infinite, including oil. They do dry out. When I say they don't dry out, what I mean is that it's not going to be like we're spending $100 per barrel of oil and then one day they're going to be gone. As you approach that point of it starting to run out, as the supply falls, and if the demand is constant, it's going to get more and more and more and more and more expensive, such that like the last whatever 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 million barrels of oil just won't be bought because the price will be prohibitively expensive. It won't make sense for anybody to buy in there. That's what I mean when I say that.
I'm incredulous. They may go up more. They're actually going down. They've been going down steadily.
Gas prices are going down?
Yes, they're going to be going down. Yes. And speculators, by the way, are speculating that, which is why they're going to be going down. Interesting.
Now the speculators are on his side when they speculate in his direction. Okay.
Enough. When we're talking about oil prices, though, and gas prices, yes, at Biden's peak, they were a dollar more than they are the national average right this second as we're talking. I even made sure this morning before we came in, just to be sure. And yes, that is in fact the case. So it's like you're only comparing Trump to Trump, and even with him blowing the shit out of pedophiles in Iran, like the Ayatollah Khomeini, he still managed to give you a dollar cheaper gas than Joe Biden did.
said it wasn't Trump. You just said it was the speculators. Now you're giving credit to Trump. So I don't know what, you know, I'd like a little consistency.
Okay, so wait
kind
a second.
Kind of a little,
so
but Andrew's going to outdebate him on this, so it doesn't matter.
Instead of the speculators, but when I say even under those circumstances, it's a dollar cheaper, that can't be because of Trump.
Let's
it's
be like, clear. No, no, no. Here's
I want the consistency.
No. Here's my metric. Yeah. Trump said on his campaign he would get gas prices down.
He did.
He hasn't done it.
Yes, he has.
He's even admitted that we had to take a detour off of America First to do this war. He said it's over. It's not a war.
He
it is a war.
He has gotten the gas
war,
prices
still,
down.
Gas prices have gone
about?
Up since we started the war. So.
Yes, gas prices went up when we started the war due to market speculation.
So Trump started a war, and now gas prices are higher. That's
yeah,
the fact.
But you're only comparing Trump to Trump. And if you're going to compare him to Biden,
I'm comparing,
gas
yes, Trump,
is still
I'm
cheaper than the Democrats.
This administration to this administration.
Exactly.
Gas prices have gone up since he started.
Yes, and if you follow Trump's plan, gas prices are likely going to bottom out because he has control over oil there.
That's a nice
control
hope.
Over oil in Venezuela.
That's a nice
he
hope.
Has control over all of it.
No, Venezuela oil won't be ready for probably months.
But
though.
We still have control of it. What did I say? In the future, it'll go down.
We'll
why?
See. I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case. But that's not the case right now. And Americans are struggling financially. And now here we are in another war in the Middle East, and we're sick of it.
Are you going to blame? Are you going to blame market speculators?
I'm going to blame Trump for getting us into another war on Israel's behalf. Yes, I am going to blame Trump for that. He did that.
So help me out here. Can you tell me all of the downsides of Donald Trump killing pedophiles in the Middle East?
First of all, do you know every single person? Were those schoolgirls pedophiles?
It's institutionalized in the Iranian
Constitution. No. Were the 200 schoolgirls pedophiles?
You want to make sure that they're alive so they get raped? But that aside, no, of course not.
Oh, shit. That's the argument. We got rid of future rape victims. Hell yeah. Good job. What?
The two every single person were those schoolgirls pedophiles?
It's institutionalized in the Iranian
just
Constitution.
Were the 200 schoolgirls pedophiles?
You want to make sure that they're alive so they get raped? But that aside, no, of course not. But there's going to be deaths inside of a war.
Okay, so it is a war.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't a war.
Does he need congressional
approval? I'm not going
to quibble
over the word, even though there's no ground invasion, there's no boots on the ground, there's none of that. I just want to know, how is the global interest served? You're so concerned about pedophiles, he killed one of the most major ones who's ever existed since the late 1970s.
He was friends with Epstein.
He put it inside of the Constitution of Iran that you can marry 9-year-old girls, dude. And by the way, Khomeini...
That's good.
Hang on, almost done. Khomeini was married to a 15-year-old. Perhaps by the lunar cycle could have been 14. His son was married to a 14 or 15-year-old. A lot of his high command were married to children as well. Trump killed all of them. All of them without a single boot on the ground.
Great. And I'm sure after we've killed thousands of Iranians, including young schoolgirls and the entire family, I'm sure that the Iranians are going to be less radicalized because of that. So I'm not
radicalized.
Mad at,
what do
I'm
you mean? How do you get more radicalized than marrying children, dude?
What do you think they're going to stop?
What are you talking about?
You think they're
going to
stop?
No, well, I'm just saying, how do you get more radical? You're like, oh, the Iranians are going to get more radicalized than marrying kids?
Well,
like,
all
the United States blowing up the pedophiles is going to really make them mad.
How many countries has Iran been bombing this year?
Well, Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism. You agree
and
with that?
And is Israel a state sponsor of terrorism?
I think that Israel has done many terrorist
attacks.
Is
America a state sponsor of terrorism?
I don't think that America generally is a state sponsor of terrorism.
Okay, well, in the Obama administration, it's very well known we were arming moderate rebels that turned into ISIS
American
and
interest,
turned into
yes,
ISIL. So America backs these proxy groups. The CIA backs these proxy groups.
But that was
all
due to Bush doctrine. Most of
and now Trump isn't. Now Trump is
Trump
Bush.
Trump has win.
Why do you think Owen turned on Trump? Does he just hate Jews that much? I mean, the Israel thing is going to be a big talking point for a lot of these guys. But also, I mean, Trump, like, if you remove the Trump nostalgia glasses or whatever the fuck, I don't know what kind of glasses you need to see him favorably. Trump has been a monumental fuck failure in every conceivable and inconceivable way. Trump has just fucked everything up completely, if you look at it honestly. So once these guys start to jump ship, or the people that have jump shipped especially, they're going to view him that way, right? Well, what did we think Trump was going to do? No new wars. The economy was going to be better for everybody. We were going to get deals with everybody. He's fucked everything up. Has been everything. So, I mean, like, what are you going to do?
It's the forever war.
We're in the Middle East.
Not a single boot on the ground.
We've been in the Middle East the majority of Trump's administration.
Is there a single boot on the ground in Iran?
We have been at a war
in
Iran since...
Is there a single boot on
the ground?
Okay, where?
That's like where? All over the Middle East. We have boots on the ground.
No, in Iran.
Boots on the ground.
Where's our invasionary force?
In the Strait. We got people in the Strait. We're talking about going to Karg Island.
Oh, we had 7,000 people there, and now there's 10,000 people there. So, where's the big invasionary force to take over Iran?
So, fine. I'll tell you what.
Where's that?
If they do go into Iran, what will you say?
Yeah. Well, at that point, I'm done.
Okay, fair enough.
Ooh. It is the case.
Fair enough.
I've drawn the line for myself that if there's a ground invasion in Iran, that would be a continuation.
What about casualties?
Hang on. That would be a continuation of the Bush policies.
What about casualties?
Hang on. Let me finish the point, and I'll get to casualties, too. If it's the case that there's a mass ground invasion of Iran, then yeah, I would have full support then, because that would be a continuation of Bush forever war doctrine. However, limited strikes like what we saw in Venezuela, or 6 to 8 weeks, which is what we're seeing right now, that's not enough to pull my support from this president, especially with all of his success in domestic policy. Even if I grant you, and I'm not a fan of the war, I'm not an advocate of it, but even if I grant it that it's the worst thing he could have possibly done, it's not going to change the fact he's been a successful president. His domestic policies alone in eliminating crime and mass migration and being a net negative, that's what people wanted more than anything. It wasn't just the forever wars. It was the mass migration. That's what Trump always harped on. And he's been after it and after it and after it. And he did deploy the National Guard to protect these various centers in these cities while ICE was removing these people from the nation. Democrats did everything that they could do to stop him, including court cases, terrorism against him, and everything else in between. So it's like all of those show me that the guy is very successful, even if I grant it to you how bad Iran is.
Well, I think that they made a major blunder on the deportations because now they're basically stopping them. They should have gone after the Democrats first. Quite frankly, they should have been arresting Democrats for treason. Alejandro Mayorkas should have been the first arrest. He should have been hauled in front of Congress. You're a little too late going after the SPLC, in my opinion, which is now being, funny enough, it's actually being directed at the right. They're now using this SPLC thing to claim that anybody that's a dissident on the right is paid for by leftists and needs to be censored. That seems to be the theme with that. But they should have gone after all of these groups right out of the gate, Andrew. They should have gone after all the Catholic charity groups, all the Jewish charity groups, all these groups all along the Rio Grande, all of these groups on the southern border, all the Democrats that brought them in, all the Biden administration that brought them in. All of them should have been hauled to jail.
Yeah,
and they weren't.
Except they have due process, Owen.
And what process have they started?
So hang on.
They haven't even started the process.
So how do you know? No, the SPLC.
Because there's no results.
Tell me, how long were you aware of the SPLC investigation?
What are the charges?
Hang on, let's walk through this. When were you aware of the SPLC investigation? When they released it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so when they released it. You're not aware of what the Trump Justice Department is investigating or not investigating.
Show me the evidence.
He said
you're the one who's talking about. There's no evidence of your claim.
Hang on. He said multiple.
Did you see that Asmongold's interview with Caleb Hammer came out? No, link that though. Oh, shit. I'll watch that after.
That he wants to bring James Comey up on charges, right? He said multiple times that he wants to go after these
people. Those charges got dropped.
Instructing his Justice Department to investigate these things, we're finally starting to see the fruit. My evidence is we're finally seeing the fruit. With the SPLC, I'm guaranteeing you that there's going to be other organizations which are indicted for various things like this. This is exactly what it is that you said that you wanted. It's at least a step in the right direction.
They've only been charged for financial crimes. They need to be charged
for treason. So was Al Capone.
They need to be charged for treason.
Yeah, Al Capone.
Treason.
Al Capone was not charged for his mob hits or for bootlegging.
Wait, stop it. You're not comparing Al Capone to 15 million invasion of this
country. It's the case that you go to jail for 15
years. Al Capone is more of an American than Mayorkas.
If you go to jail for 15 years for the crime of murder or to jail for 15 years for the crime of financial, for some type of financial fraud, you can prove the one but not the other. Which one would you go after?
I would go for it all. That's what the feds do.
No, that's what they did to me. No, you wouldn't. If you could prove one, but not the other, you would go after the one you could prove.
No. They always overcharge so they can get you a plea and get their incarceration rate and get their conviction rate. I would know. I've been through it.
So fucking retarded. Jesus Christ. Owen is such a retard.
Before.
Sure.
Regardless, we're talking about almost 2 years into this administration and no deep state arrests. None.
Who do you want to see arrested?
I just told you Mayorkas. There's one.
How
about the Obama administration?
Yeah,
how about John Brennan? How about James Clapper? How about James Comey?
Tell me what your process would be to arrest them.
Okay. First of all, Dan Bongino, who was the deputy director at the FBI, spent 8 years, writing books and doing a podcast all about arresting these people.
Uh-huh.
He gets in there and does none of it.
Yeah, Dan Bongino who talked about what was going on in the Epstein files ad nauseum, how none of it made sense.
And then changed his mind.
Because he went in and saw, here's what's funny. Why would anybody ever want to go work for the Trump administration from the private sector, especially somebody like Dan Bongino, if it's the case that he goes in, looks at the evidence, reviews it, and says, actually, I got this wrong, and you guys fucking crucify him for it.
Ooh.
You crucify him for saying, look, I got this wrong. And it's like, why would anybody ever want to go work for the Trump administration if that's going to be the case, Owen?
I'm a retard. I thought the meme was that the feds did exaggerate to get a plea. They'll charge you with whatever crime or accessory crimes they can, of course, get a plea. But they're not just going to make shit up. It's not just like inventing shit or whatever. I maybe on edge cases or whatever. Maybe they were trying to push realism. But generally, Owen just has a very childlike, and he has an investment in the narrative that like, oh, well, none of the things I was charged with I even did. They were all just made up to force me to plea or whatever.
Imagine that. You give us a little peek into what's going on in the Epstein files, and it makes people even more aware and more suspicious, and then you say there's no there. If anything, our peek at the Epstein files showed us that there is something serious there. Very serious.
Not only have you never provided any evidence for that, but your other problem is you didn't actually answer my question. What incentivization would, let's say Trump drafted you to go to his administration to investigate these things, and you went in good faith and you did, and you came back and you were like, look, I took a look at all this evidence, and I was wrong about this. And then all of your friends and cohorts and everybody else who was cheering you on fucking crucified you for it.
You know what, Andrew? It's funny that you say that because that's literally happening to me right now.
Okay?
That's literally happening to me from this new MAGA right cult.
Who?
I already did this. I already put my time in.
Yeah,
I was arrested.
Crucified.
Hold on a second.
He's not going to name names.
Hold on a second. For four different times, I was arrested for supporting Trump. Okay.
Yeah.
Now
all
I can.
All incorrect, by the way.
Now, you like Trump. I don't like Trump. Now, beyond the point. Yeah. I already went through that crucible. I already put my face, my name, my neck out there. And it's not even that I necessarily did
just
it for Trump.
Supporting
I did it for
Trump,
the truth.
By the way.
Because I believe Trump was innocent and I wanted to support
him. But how
are
you being crucified?
I have MAGA people putting me on lists. I have MAGA people doxing me. I have MAGA people sending people to my house. I have Laura Loomer in my box all day telling me she's telling Trump to post negatively about me. Trump posted something about me. He told me to shut the fuck up. So I got arrested four times for this guy, spent months in prison for this guy, did everything for this guy, censored, lawsuit, everything, lost all my social media, kept supporting him. And then what is the one recognition I give him? Fuck you, shut up. I don't even care. I didn't even do it. I did it because it's the truth. And now the truth is, this administration has turned against us. MAGA has now been weaponized against us. And Trump is now the very globalist that we were supposed to get out of the White
House. This is ironically hilarious.
He mad. So
the first thing that you claim, you say, hey, look, I was crucified for my support of Donald Trump by Democrats. Do you agree? It was by Democrats.
Well, actually, first it was by Republicans because we were going up against...
It's never Trumpers.
Yeah.
Like you are right now.
No, I'm not a never Trumper.
Anyway,
I voted for him three times.
What happened is, well, now you're like, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
No, I'm saying he's failed. This administration
has
failed.
He hasn't failed. And when you're talking about this, Democrats were the ones who persecuted you. Democrats were the ones who threw you in jail. They were the ones who didn't want to give you a fair trial. Me and my wife, we advocated for the release of J6ers everywhere that we possibly could, yourself included.
And I will give Trump that. That is the biggest victory.
Yeah,
I will never regret voting for Trump because he did that.
Yeah,
never.
Huge victory, okay? But not only that, let's dive into this a little bit deeper. When you're talking about your supposed crucifixion now by the right, Trump hasn't shut down your channels. He hasn't done any of that. Under Biden, that was a sure thing.
Well, let's not be so sure. That's not going to happen soon.
You say gonna, hasn't though.
Gonna.
Okay, under Biden, it was a
Isn't that the whole point? Is none of this stuff has happened under Trump, Biden, and you're saying, oh, but it could.
Like, under Biden, no, it's not. Under Biden, it would have, for sure. He was working with Facebook and these other groups in order to shut down people who had podcasts. You have a voice right now. That's true. The president of the United States might have told you to shut the fuck up, but he still gave you a platform. Tell him to shut his fucking mouth. That's the distinction.
No, Trump did not. That's the First Amendment. That is the First Amendment. It was given to us by the founding
fathers.
Well,
Biden didn't give a fuck about the First Amendment.
And neither does Trump.
The tech companies
and neither does
shut
Trump.
You down,
Trump
so.
Doesn't care either.
Holy
Trump, they'll
shit.
Censor us under Trump. They already did. He did nothing.
Where?
What are you talking? When did I get censored? What year?
No, the Trump administration.
I was censored under Trump 1. I was censored from 2018 to 2022.
What Trump's administration censored you? What?
What did he do for it? What did he do to end the
censorship? That's different. You got to make a distinction.
No. You're the one making claims that Trump did something for me.
Yes, he did.
I'm not asking Trump to do anything for me. I'm saying that
he instructed his Department of Justice to stop putting pressure on Facebook and these other groups for censorship. He promised he would
do that. But that is happening. That's why he just brokered the deal to give the Ellisons everything so that they can censor the internet in favor of this war and foreign policy that's unpopular.
Where's that happening?
Right now. It just happened with TikTok. It just happened with Paramount.
No, TikTok, they talk about the war constantly.
Ellison and Oracle,
I'm on TikTok arguing with them constantly.
Ellison and Oracle are about to have all these databases. They're going to sell all of our private information.
In the future soon. But you've been wrong about futures before. And by the way,
I'm talking about right now.
Jesus.
When Doge ended, and then Musk called the Epstein files a hoax and then struck Iran, I was called a panican. I was called a panican because I knew it meant we were getting into a war with Iran and a regime change war with Iran. I was called a panican. I was called a panican because if he did this, the MAGA coalition would be destroyed. And I was called a panican because I said if he does this, we're going to lose the midterm. Now all three things of those have happened.
Except
every
you were also wrong
month.
About Venezuela.
What was I wrong about Venezuela?
In Venezuela, you said that there's a good chance there that we're going to be bogged down in a war.
Never said that.
You did too.
No, I did not.
It on your show. Yes, you
no,
did.
I did not.
You said there's a good shot there. You were in a debate when you said it. In fact, with a caller, it's a good shot there we'll be bogged down as well. Every time I dive in to your view, it's always, down the road, he's going to do these bad things. Down the road, he's going to do this. Trump's administration hasn't censored you. Trump's administration didn't jail you. Trump's administration didn't do any of that. You just gave him credit for getting you released. And not only that, we're talking about the economics of this thing. We diverted into this, which is fine. I think that speech is something that we need to debate about. But when we're talking about the economics, you still haven't actually told us how it is that you, Owen Schroyer, are going to make an offset for net negative migration without prices going up. There's going to be an
adjustment. Cut taxes.
That's an adjustment period.
You can cut taxes in a year.
Do you think that prices are going to immediately decrease because you cut taxes?
Prices don't have to decrease. You have more money in your wallet. You have more money in your bank account. You're not paying it to the government.
Again, those are adjustment periods that are incremental. So if you cut taxes immediately.
Takes 1 year.
And by the way, Trump doesn't unilaterally have the power to do that. He doesn't unilaterally have the power to just cut taxes. That has to go through Congress. And so this idea that you have, one thing he did do, and he did do well unilaterally with his executive orders, was with migration. And he did get us to the point where we're at a net negative of migration. Who would ever have given us that? Who out of anybody in the field would ever have given us net negative migration?
If Trump has a positive, it's definitely on the migration issue, but it's not perfect. He's still giving Chinese students, letting Chinese students into these universities to save their ass. He's still letting the H-1B. 50%
decrease of the H-1Bs, but Cato Institute recently said, in fact, cut down 136,000, 50% of the H-1Bs. Eliminated under Trump's policy.
Eliminated.
So yeah, it's true. Chinese immigrants can still come in and study under H-1B visas. 50% less of them. That's correct.
So don't you think that there should be an adjustment period, just like you said with taxes? Shouldn't there be an adjustment period for hiring Americans? Because what happened was that the farmers, agriculture, all these big businesses said, Trump, we have to have this cheap migrant labor.
That's correct, yes.
And so he caved
he
and he
cave.
Let the donors get what they want. That's what Trump does. This
funny.
Is a donor class administration.
In this case, not only did he not cave, but the opposite happened.
What are you talking about? He's doing mass deportations?
No. He gave subsidies. And yes, there has not only been big time deportations, but it's border crossings. It's just new ones even coming in versus self-deporting is an amazing feature at a net negative. Same with immigration internationally, which means legal immigration. So yeah, he did deal with them with subsidies. That was designed to keep the prices down. But again, if we follow your policy, which would be mine, you want them all out, right? I want all the Mexicans who are working illegally out of here.
I would say you can't, there's too many, but I would say you have to do at least the 15 that came in under Biden.
Well, you want to get rid of, I want them all gone. I want all the illegal immigrants gone, don't you?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, great. So if we get all the illegal immigrants out of California.
But Trump's not doing that.
Hang on. If we get all the illegal immigrants out of California tomorrow, right? What happens to the price of produce? Does it go up
or down?
Well,
we need an adjustment time, Andrew.
Hey, that's my whole point. We would need an adjustment time.
So we both agree that mass deportations is a failure of the administration.
What you're dealing with right now is an adjustment time due to the... How is net negative migration a failure?
We're not getting mass deportations.
You don't have to massively deport people who aren't coming in, dude. You don't have to.
They're already here.
Yes, and by the way, he's going after the criminal elements of those people first, which he's been doing. There's a net negative of them crossing into the border. If you had said day one, with any Republican administration, we'd have only 1,000 border crossings a day versus 46,000 border crossings a day, you'd say it's the biggest fucking success anybody had ever seen.
How about this?
Somehow, with Trump, though, Trump gets exactly that done. Day one, and Owen goes, well, what have you done for me lately?
What is the number? What is the number that you would be happy with of deportations for Trump's 4 years?
Overall number?
Yeah.
Probably, I would want to see, happy with, you said, versus what would be optimal that I'd
want
to see.
Let's put a reasonable but good expectation number.
I would be happy if it was the case that we had no new immigrants coming in. I think that's
not
well,
zero.
We agree that Trump is at a success. Let me answer my own question, then you can respond. Yeah. I think if Trump doesn't deport at least 15 million people, which seems like an impossibility, but they came here, we can get them out. There's strategies to do it. Yeah. I think 15 million. If it's less than that, I think we got a problem.
Well,
15 million. God damn.
The entirety of the basis for the 15 million number, you would agree with me, there's way more than 15 million illegal
immigrants. Probably like 40.
Here.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's very high.
Yeah.
So if it is the case that it's very high that we have this amount of illegals that are here, that's going to take a long time. And Trump has been hampered. He was moving towards this. He's been hampered in the courts, again, three times the amount of injunctions any other president when it comes to illegal immigration. And he's trying to unilaterally do this because Congress isn't working with him. He's hamstrung at every level. He's using executive orders to push that through. And it's been wildly successful with the tools that he has. You have to say that that's successful. A net negative migration.
I've said that that's the one success, but
I
just don't think that it's going to be where it needs to be. I think that he's caved on the mass deportations. And at the end of the day, as much as both of us would like to see...
There's like 50 minutes of this left. Is this getting any better or seems kind of dumb? This only guy's getting destroyed.
We'll never regret voting for Trump. Whether or not I think it's propaganda driven, he has restored...
I would even grant Shapiro's argument.
What kind of America
increase? Your prices of your goods still increase, except now you're not weakening your global adversary. So it's like, which poison you want to pick?
Population, large amounts of industrial import from China, could that also boost it? Because China, they are far too big of an industrial power for us to just cut off. They produce half the world's steel.
Yeah.
They have four times our population. And their industry has been expanding rapidly for
around 70
years.
That's what the tariff war was for.
Yeah,
the tariff war was designed to weaken the Chinese economy as much as possible. And Democrats and some of the never-Trumpers and some of the Republicans who don't like Trump really went after him for tariffs because they said made the same argument. Well, good prices are going to increase. Yes, of course they are. But what's the alternative? If you have Kamala...
That...
She get first question.
100% it's right.
Check the ID.
She was
and
in
folks,
the front row.
I have to remind you...
Where are the borders of this place?
For the Q&A, it's absolutely essential. We want to press you to get to your question as fast as possible. As fast as possible. And no double questions. No, I've got to... With that, I'm also even going to hold the microphone just to be sure. With that, thank you very much, Rachel.
Okay, so since this is going to be disingenuously framed as Andrew loves Epstein now, I just want to say many of you were very happy about a lot of Owen's points on Epstein, and I am too, and Andrew did make clear we don't think he's good. We don't think pedophilia is good. Given that, since there are 30,000 to 40,000 girls, 15 and under, each year getting married in Iran, and there are 2.3 million girls and women living in Iran right now who were married before they turned 15. And this was not the case before this regime took over. There were 18 and up marriage laws prior to 1979. If we can get rid of this regime and the regime change eliminates this child marriage in the millions, would that be worth it to you? All of you who are upset about the Epstein files, would that be something that you would support?
Well, I'd have to know what the worth it payoff is. No, I'm inclined to say no, too. I'm inclined to say no, too, because Iran is not my country. We've been in the Middle East for decades, for my entire life.
So we only care about pedophilia when it's here. We don't care about 2.3 million children being married off to old men in Iran?
I care about fixing my country first, and I feel that our presence in the Middle East has not...
This is such a... They're trying so hard to make this point work. Like, what with Iran? We're getting rid of pedophiles in other countries. Isn't that really good, guys? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm on board. Okay, we're good.